This devotional is the first of three this week, focusing on the theme of abiding. Our scripture for today's devotional comes out of John 15, verses 1 through 11. So if you want to grab your Bible, if you don't already, go ahead and put this on pause and grab your Bible. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. A few weeks ago at our leadership team meeting, Mark opened our time with devotions from the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. At the end of that chapter, Paul says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." This got the wheels turning in my mind about other places I have seen the words remaining and love together. Now, just so you're aware, the word for remain in Greek is meno, M-E-N-O, and it's often translated as remain or abide or dwell. Now, my mind went right to John 15, although it could have gone to 1 John as well. I'm actually a bit surprised it didn't, since 1 John 4 talks about how God is love, and we were in the love chapter that night. And so a neat way, actually, if you want to do this too, is to read 1 Corinthians 13 and replace the word love with God. Or, if you're really up to a challenge, replace the word love with your name and see how you're shaping up. So 1 Corinthians 13 might read something like, God is patient, God is kind, or Matt is patient, Matt is kind. So if you want, go ahead and do that too sometime this week. But the question that I'm pondering and want you to chew on as well is, what does it mean to remain? What does it mean to abide, to dwell in love? What happens to us when we abide in love or abide in God, because God is love? How does abiding in God shape how we live, how we view life? Does it change our perspective? In John 15, Jesus talks about abiding in him because without him, we can do nothing. Without remaining in Jesus, without dwelling in his word, without remaining on the vine, we will not bear fruit. But where the language of abiding in love really connect in John 15 is in verses 9 and 10. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, You will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. There seem to be two components to how Jesus talks about abiding in love. One is experiencing God's love for us, and the other is keeping God's commandments. So as we explore this theme this week, I invite you to ponder and to reflect on how love and abiding, or love and remaining, love and dwelling, how those words, how that pair of words connects in your life. Each devotional this week will also end with some lyrics from Abide With Me for you to pray. So join me in prayer. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord. With me abide. When other helpers fail and when comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim and its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. But you who changes not, abide with me. I need your presence every passing hour. What but your grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like yourself my guide and stay can be, through cloud and through sunshine? Oh, abide with me. Grace and peace to you. Amen.